Today, you're standing at a crossroads between life and death, blessing and curse. Discover how God's patience, mercy, and sovereign call invite you to choose life, repent, and boldly release His truth in the public square. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Check us out at fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. Hey, I hope you're having a great day. Today is Sunday, and I love this day because we get to go into the house of the Lord and worship Him together. And God just always shows up in a very unique, special way, whether that's through worship, the Word, the prayer times, a special conversation, whatever it might be. So if you're headed into church today, make sure that you're headed with the attitude and the heart to minister to somebody today at church. I hope you're enjoying this series called Israel, the Church, and God's Sovereignty. And we would love for you to subscribe, like, share, or comment. Your comments have helped us out, actually, and your feedback to me personally. We're going to go in a different direction. We were doing about 15, 20 minutes. We're going to try to go down to about 7 to 10 minutes. We're going to see if by shortening it, if we reach more people. So we'll try that out and see what happens there. Also, if you are a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. So let's dive into God's word today. Remember, we're changing our heart so that we change the public square. And today's reading comes from Romans chapter 9, verse 22 through 24. Let me read it, and then we'll go through it. It says, "What if God, although willing to demonstrate His wrath and to make His power known, endured with much patience vessels of wrath prepared for destruction? And He did so to make known the riches of His glory upon vessels of mercy, which He prepared beforehand for glory, even us, whom He also called, not from among the Jews only, but from also among the Gentiles." So, we are looking at Israel, the church, and God's sovereignty, and this has been one of the most, you know, in-depth and or exciting chapters to look at, hasn't it? Because we see God's sovereignty, and it really does raise up some questions for us. So the first one that we want to talk about is God demonstrating His power and demonstrating His demonstration of His wrath. What if God, although willing to demonstrate His wrath and to make His power known? Have you thought about that? Like, God wants to show His power among you, among me, wherever we might be. So let's go over to Romans 1:18. It says this, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God has made it evident to them." So look at those verses. It says that the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. So one of the key core components as we look at scriptures in these tough ones is to say, does God take someone who's innocent and somehow, you know, set His wrath upon them in an unjust, unfair way? And in Romans chapter 9, Paul is saying no. He's saying, absolutely not. God is sovereign over all of humanity. And for those who are going to reject Him, based upon God's foreknowledge, He knows this. His power will be shown, made known to them. And so it's an interesting set of verses, especially when you couple it with Romans 1:18. God has made Himself evident to them, but they've rejected that evidence. So in your application today, I want you to think about, how are you handling truth in the public square? Are you suppressing truth in unrighteousness? Or are you releasing truth so that God can be glorified? All right, let's go to the next part of that verse. It says that He endured with much patience vessels of wrath prepared for destruction. So again, this can be a little bit confusing when you're thinking if God has done this to innocent people. But when we look at it this way, 2 Peter 3 says this, "The Lord is not slow about His promises, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance." So with that in mind, we see that God has patience towards us, wishing that none should perish. So these vessels of wrath are people who constantly, either Jew or Gentile, who constantly reject God's truth. And whether it's the promised nation that he has or his bride, whatever that might be, they've rejected. There's always going to be a remnant in Israel that is going to be brought through. But there will be the bulk of the people who reject God's drawing or God's wooing into his covenant relationship with us. So these vessels of wrath were prepared for destruction. So based upon those who suppress truth and unrighteousness, God has a plan for them. And they are a vessel of God's wrath, and it's prepared for destruction. So let's go to the last little part here. It says this, or our application is this: today, come to repentance. God wishes none to perish, but all to come to repentance. So have a repentant heart today. Let's stop living for ourselves and start living for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. All right, so the last part of this verse is verse 23, or that we're looking at today. And he did so to make known the riches of his glory upon vessels of mercy, which he prepared beforehand for glory. So when we think about this, and this could come from Jew or Gentile, it says, when we think about this, you know, all paths lead to heaven. You know, everyone goes to heaven, those kind of things. Paul is clearly undoing those beliefs. He's saying, no, there are vessels of wrath, and these are people who have constantly rejected the promises of God and the commandments of God. And there are vessels of mercy, and this is a gift, those who have accepted the gift that God has provided. And I think a great set of scripture is in Deuteronomy chapter 30. He says in chapter 30, verse 15, "See, I've set before you today life and prosperity and death and adversity, in that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that you may live and multiply, that the Lord your God may bless you in the land where you are entering to possess it. But if your heart turns away and you will not obey, but are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall surely perish, vessels of wrath. You will not prolong your days in the land where you are crossing the Jordan to enter and to possess it. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. So choose life in order that you may live, you and your descendants, by loving the Lord your God, by obeying his voice, and by holding fast to him. For this is your life and the length of your days, that you may live in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give to them." So God wants to reveal his glory, and this all comes through something very simple: choosing life today. And life, there's only one way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father except through him. Will you choose life today? Whether you're Jew, Gentile, Greek, barbarian, whoever you might be, come to a place of repentance and choose life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. We do thank you for your goodness and mercy and grace. Lord, you have set before us life and death. This was done through the creation account of Adam and Eve's fall. This is what happened. And so, Lord, we choose life today. Go before us in the public square. Let us be people who release your truth wherever we go. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach. But you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.